Sybil, yes, back from vacation.
Welcome back, Mr. Joyner.
Woo! J. Anthony Brown.
Ooh, it's cold as hell.
No, hell is not cold.
I don't know why they say that, though.
Why do they say that?
Hell not cold, from what
hell
I've heard.
Hell is not cold.
It must be, Sam, because this feels like hell.
Man, it's cold as hell out there.
I believe they got that whole thing wrong.
And when you go, you'll find out. But it is cold. Woo.
If somebody could come back and tell me. But anyway.
Come back and tell
well,
you.
We,
that's Mr. Cosby. He's kind of visiting the place right
now. Oh, my.
Whoa.
Like, like Bill Maher said, let's go to the tote board and see how many women have come forward so far.
Yes, yes. Have there been other women?
No.
Yes,
it's,
yes.
What's the total now?
There's a brand new lawsuit that's out there. Mrs. Butterworth has Swiss Miss. Speedy Alka-Seltzer. Yeah.
No, the latest story is that he has two shows coming up this weekend.
In New York
at Tarrytown in Westchester.
And he's going to refund your money.
He offers refunds to the ticket holders who don't want to attend the upcoming shows.
While the show is going on, you can yell it out. Hey, Bill!
They got
an
email.
I want my money back.
They got an email from the box office offering the refunds. It says that Mr. Cosby's management would reimburse patrons who don't want to attend the show.
The Martin Salt girl? Yeah.
More than 30 shows still on his schedule.
Papa Tone, little girl.
May of next year. And, of course, he is denying the allegations against him.
Aunt Jemima.
Aunt Jemima.
Can't keep his hands to himself.
So the tote board is up to...
Yes. It's got to be 20 now, right?
No, it's still in the teens, but...
Ooh, that's better.
Well, it's not better.
And they all have the same story?
But the other thing is the same story is out there, so if they were to come out, they would probably tell the same story.
So you're saying if they were lying, they would just... So are you accusing the women of lying?
No, I'm with the ladies. I believe every word. I do.
It's sad to say, but it does look like there's some truth to it.
It is a very sad and I don't know about where you all were over the holiday, mm-hmm. but there was a lot of conversation about this and about Ferguson. Those are the two topics of conversation.
Cosby. I was in China.
Okay.
They talking about it over there.
You heard about it there.
I heard it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, and so the conversation may have been a little different as far as language is concerned. But it was the same.
It was the same.
Cosby. Yeah, there are a lot of people.
Poor Mr. Cosby. Well, it's not poor Mr. Cosby.
No. Poor.
At this time, it's definitely not poor Mr. Cosby.
Yeah.
It is. It's
very sad, isn't it?
It is sad because we love him, but he's obviously got some
Do you
problems.
Still love him if it's true, Sybil? Do you still love
I love
him?
Or you the, work the work that he's did, done.
Yeah, I love the work that he's done, and I love, you know.
His on-stage and on-screen work, obviously. I don't love this.
But the question is, do you still love him?
I love the work.
Okay. I love the work. I still love him. It is sad, and that's why...
Well, I never loved Leonard Part 6, ever.
I like that. And I told you before.
And Ghost Dad never did.
Ghost Dad, those was great. Those were great movies.
Those were two pieces of work I did not
like
at all.
I loved them.
But in Uptown Saturday Night.
Yeah, he was good.
That's classic.
Leonard Part 6?
Not so much.
And Ghost Dad.
And Ghost Dad.
And nothing wrong with that. Nothing's wrong with that.
You like what you like.
Those were fine pieces of cinema as far as you are concerned, huh?
Yes. Yes, in fact, I may just download it again.
Okay,
it'll be open. It won't be like crowded.
You may not be paying a lot for those.
Yeah.
So he's in a world of
everywhere,
and it's everywhere he goes, huh?
Yeah,
everywhere.
Pretty much. And a lot of conversation now is how was it that he was allowed to get away with this for so long, even when the stories came out.
And I got your op-ed piece.
Yeah.
And I am so guilty of the same thing.
Of the people who, you know, did not call him out years ago, or, you know, when the story came out in People Magazine in 2006 and beyond.
And the book.
And the Mark Whitaker book.
I'm guilty.
Mark Whitaker did a whole book on Mr. Cosby and never touched the subject.
That's right.
And didn't he come out and later apologize for?
Yeah, Mark Whitaker has. Mm-hmm.
He called it, "We are all media enablers."
Yeah.
Well,
exactly,
not the women who were involved. They never enabled him. Nobody listened to him.
No. We're talking about media.
About the people.
And I am I'm just as guilty. When Mark Whitaker came out with that book that talked about it, we were scheduled to have him on, and I canceled it.
And in the book, he doesn't address it. But you're just thinking that, of course, this book is one that is going to be one that's going to deal with it.
Okay, all right. And then the other thing that I heard over the week of vacation was, of course, Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
And Ferguson continues to be a hot subject. Protests continue. I was so proud of the St. Louis Rams.
Yesterday. Members of the team
came out.
Came out
of the tunnel with their hands up.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And I love that solidarity.
And a lot of people are not feeling the same way you are, and they are calling on the NFL to penalize those players who did come out yesterday with their hands up.
I don't think the NFL will.
I think the NFL has enough going on.
Okay, it doesn't need to get involved in Ferguson. Man.
But also on that topic of Ferguson, the president is convening a White House panel today to talk about the Ferguson situation with civil rights leaders and politicians and police, and in order to look at where do we go from here.
Yeah, I got the Ray Rice news that he's being reinstated. But where is he going to go?
Exactly. That's the question.
With four more games, is anybody going to pick him up?
They say that a team that, you know, is looking at postseason play, who has some injuries, may go as far as to bring him onto their team. But a couple of teams, they say, that have looked at him but really not going to move are New Orleans and Indianapolis are two of the teams. There are two other teams reportedly. Yeah.
You think anybody pick him up?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised. Because at this point, what do they have to lose?
Well, what about your Chicago Bears? They've lost just about everything.
The Chicago Bears have lost everything.
He has the right to be cheesy, like,
I'm low, but not that low. The Chicago Bears have no reason to go after Ray Rice because there
Ray
is
Rice
no life after
say,
this.
You know what? I'm low, but
not that
low.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't advise that.
That's pretty low.
If he says that, man. The Bears really have no reason to go after Ray Rice, and Ray Rice has got a lot more reasons not to play for the Bears than he has to. So he wouldn't
even. Well, speaking of the NFL, Chris Paul and the NFL wrap-up coming up next on the TJMS.